Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Okay, then. All right, well, check it out. Hey, it's Monsters Monday. So, you know, you have some interviews tonight. You know what we do? Tonight is the night we start out the new week with hot new music, remixes, things like that. So, I got something for y'all. I got a remix for y'all. So we're going to get ready for this interview coming up here real soon. Monsters Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. Let me see. I'm going to play this new Future and Kendrick Lamar remix. You dig? So check it out. Monsters Monday starts right about now.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise I swear,
Monstrous Monday.
Miley Perkins. Miley Perkins. Represent. Gotta represent. Chase a chick. Never chase a bitch. Chase no bitch. Mask on, fuck it, mask on, mask on, fuck it, mask on, Percocet, Miley Percocet, chase a chick, never chase a bitch, chase no bitch. Two cups, toast up with the game, from food stamps to a whole nother domain. Out the bottle, I'm a living proof, ain't compromising, half a million on the coup. Drug houses, looking like Peru, graduated. I was overdue. I'm a pink Miley. I can barely move. Ask about me. I'm gon' bust a move. Red James, 33 chains. Oceanair, cruising Biscayne. Top off, that's a liability. Hit the gas, boosting my adrenaline. Percocet, Miley Percocet. Percocet, Miley Percocet. Represent, gotta represent. Chase a chick, never chase a bitch. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Percocet, Miley Percocet. Chase a chick, never chase a bitch. Chase no bitches. Photo maybe, I drive anything. Buy my rings, make them go insane. DJ Eskimo City.
I got a halo, I level up every time God says so. Shoot on payroll, looking like Pancho, looking like Pedro. Money street from Tarzan. 10 dividend go grow when I say grow. Kung Fu Kenny with the Midas touch. Ain't no penny that I don't touch. Y'all my enemy bite on dust. Ain't no talking when it's fatal. Having hard, I can't tell. Half of y'all might need help. I might fall in Rodale, bitch. I might ball in Australia. No more. I might call a full rail. No more. All I ask go unveil. Wind blows in the windows and I smack you with a big blow. She copy like info. No, who is it for? Plan them. Gotta look at self and ask what happened. How y'all let a conscious nigga go commercial while only making conscious albums? How y'all let the braids on TV? How y'all let the hood at the table? Now y'all don't even know how to rate them. Niggas looking like I'm a creative player. Everybody who didn't pay respect, gotta fess up now and pay your debts. Gotta lay something down to make a threat. Gotta say something now, don't hold your breath. How you mean I ain't floating? I got the salt, got the potion. I got them all like emotions and emotions. I put career in the oceans and put the body in the ocean. I made an oath when my nigga told me to go in. Then he died on a cold bench. All my old friends living life on a slow end. Gotta keep shit rolling. It's deep.
It's deep. It's deep.
I done fuck so much I can't sleep.
I
done fuck so much I'm retired. I'm about to live my life through day three. She said she broke down when Prince died. Bitch, my hair down, Prince lived through me. Get your ass up and be inspired. You know how many bodies in the street. Take the mask off so you can see.
Percocet, Miley Percocet. Percocet, Miley Percocet. Represent, gotta represent. Chase a chick, never chase a bitch. Chase no bitch. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Percocet, Miley Percocet. Chase a chick, never chase a bitch. Chase no bitch. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Mask on.
Okay.
Fuck it, mask on. Mask on.
Check your mask off on a Monstrous Monday. Monstrous Radio Live. You know how we do it. So, all right, let me go over here and check in with some of the young stars right quick. We got Miss Unbelievable. What's good, Mama? How are you feeling tonight? Hello.
Hello. I'm feeling just great. Great.
Yes. That's what's up. You dig? Because it gets kind of awkward when you ask people, hey, how you doing? And they'd be like, hey, Pamela, something don't happen over here. Something don't happen over here. Can I borrow $4 to catch the bus? You dig? So it's always good when you ask somebody how they're doing. They say, I'm doing wonderful. You dig? So I'm glad you're having a good day today.
How is your day going? How are you doing? How about that?
I'm pretty good. I'm anxious about these interviews coming up here real soon tonight. You know me, I'll be kind of messing up people's names. I hope her name might be Alicia Choice. I'm really anxious to pick her brain here in just a little bit to see what she got going on. What's up with her and Death Row? So we're going to check that out. So, I'm monstrous. But hold on. We got somebody over here who's always here, but they're not always happy. They the person be like, how you doing? And she be like, I'm ready to cut me two people and stab me folks, or shoot me two people and stab me four supervisors. Let's check in with her herself, Miss Seldom Zane. How you doing with your milk and cookies?
I'm doing better than a fat kid with some cake, Ma. So what's up, Miss Unbelievable? I'm in the motherfucking building.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, honey bun. I'm good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
You know, it's all good in the hood over here on the north side.
Okay.
That's what's
okay.
Up.
Okay, I'm on the north side too, but I'm on the north side of St. Cloud.
For you.
St. Cloud. It's a little different. hey,
you know what? Don't do me, monster. Don't do me. I mean, you starting already. All right. You missed me. I understand. You missed me. I got some updates for y'all. Miss Seldom Singh got some updates for your ass. You ready? Well, I'll wait.
No, go ahead, because we got some interviews coming up here real soon. We got Richie Evans, and also, I won't say her name wrong. Because, when you say a woman's name wrong, they get very upset. I believe it's like Alicia Choice. I believe that's how you say her name. We're going to find out when she gets here in just a little bit. She's going to be our first interview tonight. So, yeah, go ahead. You can give us some updates. What the heck? Some updates on what's going on with Miss Seldom Singh, because I do want to tap a little bit about the Rep My City Day event that went down on Saturday here in the Twin Cities. I think it was epic. I don't know how y'all might feel about it, but we're going to talk about that. But go ahead, Kimmy. Give us an update on what's going on. What's going on with you?
I am pulling up to my apartment right now, honey. Y'all haven't talked to me. I haven't been on air because I've been in the process of handling my big girl business.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I told you I was moving, and I went on here and I did that. And in the midst of me doing that, I had to trespass a bitch. Real talk. Real fucking talk. People are trying to handle me like I'm crazy. And honestly, you already know I do not deal with that well. So I'm doing it the way I'm supposed to. And people ain't liking it. But like I said, I'm going to my apartment right now. So fuck them. Real talk. But outside of that, honey, I'm happier than a tick on the back of a dog's ass, I'm trying to tell you.
It's unbelievable. You had to go there with the tick. Oh, God. That's my word. Don't say ticks around
that's your
me.
Word.
I will freak the hell out. Yeah, I will freak. You know how when I'm with spiders and mice? Yeah, that's how I am with ticks. Don't play. I will let a roach crawl across my motherfucking back. I don't care. Let a tick be sitting 4 feet from me. I ain't going, and I'm not having it. I'll call somebody. I don't care if it's the police, if it's the feds. I don't do ticks. Call me what you want to. Around six, I am E Muppet, not E Monster. I am E Muppet.
Miss Unbelievable. Baby, I enjoy talking to you tonight, but I can't do him tonight. I cannot do him. He's Muppet, not Monster. But Muppet?
Yes.
Come on now.
Muppet. He must be stirred. He must be stirred.
He got the willies right now. Listen to him.
Just thinking about it. Just thinking about it. He's like scratching himself like a crackhead right now.
And he's shaking his head and all that.
Okay. Look, it's not about me. It's about y'all. It's Monster Monday. Either Kimmy, you give us, or tell them, say you either give us an update or Unbelievable. Talk about the event. Do something. Somebody.
Get off that fucking subject.
Please.
Okay, my bad. Okay. So yeah, I got one for y'all. Did y'all see, what's her face? Amber Rose's picture?
No, I heard a lot of stuff about it, but I didn't see it. What were they tripping on?
Well, her coochie hair looked real nasty. It just wasn't the best bush in the jungle, and how she was laid back. It just
With her head turned to the side, her lips was like they were made up, and she was greased up like she was just dipped in a vat of baby oil or something.
Yeah, it wasn't hot. It just looked
And she was like laying on the stairs, you know. What is it? What she call it? Slut walk, slut shame, slut something or another. Whatever that brand is. That's how she was like. She was laying there like she was just mother, which is Then, did y'all hear about Remy Ma? Remy Ma performing with Queen Latifah and them. She performed Unity with them, and they said she was trolling Nicki Minaj with like memes of her on the screens at the concert. Y'all did not hear about that? Really?
No.
Okay, well, it's true. I saw it today. Y'all are so not cool right now. They said Remy Ma snaps. Then the dude, there's a guy that looks like Tupac. He is on the cover of one of these magazines. When I seen it, I thought it was Pac. And then I looked at it real good. Dude is like Pac's twin.
Yeah, but isn't that the one who's doing his movie?
The biopic?
Yeah.
You know what? He just might be. That could be the very reason why
he's
on the cover.
If you can, if you can, slap the picture of dude in the group. I know one of the dudes that's an actual Tupac impersonator. And he's out of L.A. I mean, he really looks like Tupac. You dig? I mean, really. At first, I was like, damn. But no, it's not Pac. He gets paid to go and perform as Pac. Seriously, that's what he gets to perform.
Wow,
he goes and lip syncs to Pac, and people love it. They really think he's Pac, getting it in, and they love it. So, check it out. I see it with him. He was supposed to come do some stuff with us here on Monsters Radio, but that was around the time when, my little flimsy ass bat went out. the show was on pause a little bit. But,
that's when the shirt deflated. Cube, Ice Cube, Ice Cube finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Dr. Dre and he was cheesing. The crew was up there, you know, so a little misrepresented because Easy, may he rest in love, was not there. But Cube did get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Big ups to him for that. He deserves it.
Yeah, he do. Mm-hmm. He really, really do. He ain't the best actor in the world, but he deserves that shit. I'm just saying. He deserves that
shit.
And
then...
Go ahead.
And then there is beef. I don't know if y'all know who Rob Stone is. He does the Kill Bill. Kill Bill. Yeah. Rob Stone. Oh. And there's one of his partners was named Extinction. Well, Extinction got jumped by Rob Stone, and they got that on camera. So it's beef with that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. Y'all know I be all over the place, like, with my reading.
Right. If we didn't, you just reminded us.
You know what? I don't even like you right now. That's why that shirt deflated on you. You know.
So yeah, okay. Okay, that's what's up, though. Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. I was thinking about y'all. I'm like, dang. I hadn't talked to y'all. You know, I hadn't talked to the peoples out there. I kind of missed y'all a little bit. So I had to pop up, you know what I mean, like a jack in the box. I'm seldom seen.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Because honestly, I thought you had to do 30 days. I thought you had to do 30 days, but I was called.
Oh,
had to call
my Lanta.
I'm just saying. It is. Well,
Miss Unbelievable? Yeah. Miss Unbelievable. You got the powder?
Yes.
Don't you give it to her. Don't
I got powder in one hand, and I'm about to put some Vaseline in the other one. It's on.
Don't you do it. I swear to your tits. Don't you do it.
See, there you go. I will put a picture of a tick in the group while you messing with me.
Well, we going round for round, pound for pound. Is that what it is?
Yes. He's you know he be messing with me. He be doing that mess on purpose. Cause he
When you leave, I'll be talking again. That's all right. When you leave, I will be talking.
I miss
again.
Y'all. Cause we.
So we got any more? Who's bumping who and who's getting fit? Any more? Who's bumping who?
Oh, they had like the top celebrities that made the most money list. And said Diddy made $137 million in 2017 so far.
Wow.
Wait, what is Diddy doing? What's he doing? He got a new album out?
Everything. He got his hands, foot, and toes. Some of everything. That's
damn,
big.
He got everything
right
with his own line of strippers. I'm just saying, Puffy got everything.
Look, that's a lot, you know. Got everything, you know.
Clothes, liquor, label, artists, movies.
Yes.
What?
He's making it happen. He's an investor. Nice investor.
Right. Hey, attention, young men out there. You can't be a Puffy if you're out there being a Duffy trying to get scuffy. I was trying to say some slick shit, but I forgot. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Won't you finish it off by saying not doing nothing? Come on, you know, get it, stay your game.
Okay.
Stay with it.
This is a disclaimer right here.
Y'all were supposed
I'm
to
trying
help.
To make sure. I want to say they said Kodak Black received 2 duffel bags full of money. It was like $1 million or something in the bags.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he had
didn't he just get out of jail? Didn't he just get out of jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just got out of jail. Well, all right. Well, hold on. We got Hunter over here on the line while we're waiting for our interviews to come in. Yeah, it looks like we might be a little offset here a little bit. But let's check in with another person on the Monsters Monday. I'm not for sure who it is. I think I do. They're from the Twin Cities, so that means I hope that they like me. 651-313 Monsters Radio Live. Who we got on the air? Hello.
Hello. This is So Serious Monster.
Oh, what's good? It's So Serious in the building.
What's
so
going on?
I got you on. It's your world. I'm glad I got you on because I know next time you would see him, you'd be like, Monster, I called into the show and you didn't answer the phone. You had to take this shot to the chest. You got to take your violation like a man. Now, come on now. What's good?
Best chilling. Getting ready for Friday. You know, it's my pre-Father's Day barbecue bash.
Right. That's okay, so tell people a little bit about that. You didn't tell people a little bit about it. It's not no Takeover Tuesday, but our interviews ain't here, and we're going to work it. So tell people about what you're talking about.
Okay, well, there's a bar that I work at, and I have barbecues every Friday at Born's Bar in St. Paul, Minnesota. My barbecues usually be from 1 to 7, 1 to 8, it depends. So whenever the food is sold out, I sell plates. I cook my own food. I barbecue. Last Friday, we had ribs, burgers, brats, cornbread, panini noodles. You know, it's like a pasta. And it really was a good turnout. I do it every Friday. Hopefully, I can continue to do it, get more people up in there. The support would be great. I'm a good cook sometimes when I feel like it. But yeah, I sell out every Friday.
You talking my language now, honey. Girl, you done struck a chord in my heart. Do you have like a church and everything? Because if you don't, I can help you out in that department. We'll link up, honey, but we'll link up. This is Ms.
Oh, yes. You know what? I be telling Monster, I'm telling him, I be meeting people. I be trying to get him. You know, he's so busy. You know,
okay.
So I had to come on.
So,
I had to come on the blog, you know.
Okay. You know, that's a good look right there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, her food is good, too,
though. Whack.
For real, like, if anybody knows who I am, you know, I'll be quick to tell you in a heartbeat, no, that did not taste good. Nope, that didn't work out, so on and so forth. So, yeah, Miss Osiris, her food is really good. It is good. You dig? I'm just saying, I was going to ask you, was that some kind of special kind of cornbread? It was a little sweet. And yeah.
You know, cornbread just down. Like Mama used to make it, just like Grandma used to make it with the sugar on top, so it makes it look like cake for the kids to eat it. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But yes, I do. I would love to have. Well, last summer I did nothing but bake sales. I baked everything: my cakes, my cookies, my pies, all types of stuff. I used to cater for anniversaries, weddings, and birthday parties, but I had to stop that because I got into a car accident. So, but now I'm just doing a little barbecues, and I would love for someone who loves to cook or to love to eat just as much as I do. So I would love to have someone to help me.
If you could only see my hand is up in the air right now, I promise to you, because, girl, I get on down through there. You heard me? I'm telling you, you're speaking my language. I do, like, you know, just an example of what I do a non-traditional pineapple upside down cake. And
Well, hold on, y'all.
It's a non-traditional, too rare.
I know, but I think our interviewee was just on the line, but hopefully they'll call back in a couple seconds. But go ahead, you can continue with your pineapple upside down cake.
I think I just got mad and fell in love at the same time.
Why?
Because I have been trying to find someone in the state of Minnesota to make me a pineapple upside down cake. And it's like all these people who claim they love to bake just won't do it. Like, how do you mess up a pineapple? I'm sorry. How do you mess up a pineapple upside down cake? I don't understand. You can Google it and get it right.
You almost made me choke. What? And I ain't even drinking nothing. Hold on. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Monster.
Yeah.
Do you have a way for me to get in touch with Miss So Serious? Because now I am from Kansas City, Missouri, baby. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about.
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. High five. You from St. Cloud.
Hold on. Let me step in here before I got to show y'all Missouri something.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. That shirt, I'm trying to tell you, that vest is going to be a sneeze.
Okay, look. How about y'all do the Missouri thing and stick to the caramel cake, okay? Let me and Miss Unbelievable do the pineapple upside down cake. That's right, I said it.
Men don't know how to bake better than women, so you could just back on up with that, okay?
What?
You can't. I haven't met a man yet.
What?
I haven't met a man yet that can make an upside down cake better than me.
What?
Wait, hold down, first of all.
You haven't tasted the upside down pineapple upside down cake that is the best cake you ever met, that you ever tasted from the man that you met. That's what you're trying to tell me, right? Because I can make it upside down.
That's what I'm telling you. So I tell you what, won't you go ahead and make a pineapple upside down cake for me on Friday and get our test. I eat the whole cake and let you know if it's good.
You know what? Now, technically, I would say we're going to do that, and we're going to have you call back in on Monsters Radio and tell us how my cake was, but I know you, and I ain't going for that bullshit. You trying to get me to work a cake for your ass. Nice move,
Okay, well, I got one. Monster, I tell you what. You can go ahead and have a pineapple upside down cake. I got an orange dreamsicle cake that tastes just like the orange dreamsicle ice cream.
Ooh.
So,
how about that?
Yeah, you have to watch
that. I'm glad y'all like to bake, because I don't. I'm glad y'all like to bake. Go ahead. I just want to taste everything that y'all bake. And then,
y'all make me hungry.
I just want to just taste it.
Okay.
But I'll do better than some food, though. I'll cook y'all up some food, though. But bacon, y'all leave that to banana pudding. Yeah.
Oh, I can do banana pudding cake, too, now.
Banana pudding cake?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm nervous.
See? Don't be nervous, baby. You just go ahead and make sure you wear them pants that got the elastic in it. Because you might need, like, some sweatpants or something, Monster.
Hey, I'm telling you, because all the pants I wear are stretchy. They got to be stretchy because I like to eat. I got to wait for them. I can't wait right now.
I'm trying to tell you.
Y'all are so off.
You know what we should do? I'm not going to put out there how we'll put it together, but I think we really should do something about what we're talking about right now, an event outdoors.
Okay.
I'm not going to say nothing else because y'all know other radio networks listen to what we actually do and what we say, and they will try to beat us to the punch or mimic it. So I'm not going to put it out there too much, but yeah, just let that be known.
How about we do a conference call tomorrow?
What's that?
I said, how about we do a conference call tomorrow?
We can do that.
Meeting at the round table.
Yeah.
Okay.
They hung up again.
I'm sorry.
All right. Next time this person calls in, I'm sorry, Kim. I'm just going to have to cut you off and just put them on the air.
Okay.
But they're late anyway. So, but that might be the lady of the night. I really want to get it in with her. But also, we got Richie Evans. He'll be calling in here in just a little bit as well. So, matter of fact, let me play one of her tracks right quick. Even though she didn't make it here, she has a book. She has a documentary that's coming out. I believe it's towards the end of this month. It's going to be in L.A. So, hopefully we can get a chance to talk with her a little bit because, let's see, Richie comes on here in just a little bit. But matter of fact, this might be her calling back. Let me check in with this person right quick and see what it is and who we got on Monsters Radio, Monsters Monday. 310-867, you heard that bing in your ear. Monsters Radio Live, who we got on the air? Hello.
Hi, this is
SKG. Sorry, we couldn't hear you too well.
Hi, this is SKG.
Oh, there we go. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So, all right, glad we got you here. So, let's just go ahead and jump into it, because we don't have much time before our next interview. So, first of all, why don't you go ahead and tell the people, what's your social media and how they can get a hold of you?
Okay. My social media is Echelecia, my first and last name, HelecciaChoyce. That's my Instagram. And my Twitter is Helecia, HelecciaC.
Okay, there it is. So, before we get into your music and things like that, we try to help people get to know the artist a little better. So why don't you just tell the people, right quick, who are you outside of the music business? Are you a good girl, a bad girl? What's the scoop?
I mean, outside the music business, I'm a mother. I'm like everybody else. I'm just out here grinding, trying to make something happen and, leave a positive legacy. So if I'm not doing music, then, I'm with my, just doing entrepreneur business, basically.
Okay. So, So are you from a family background, or are you like the first person doing music in your family, taking it serious?
I'm probably the first person taking it serious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So so go ahead and I guess tell us about how did you get into the music and basically fill us in on who you are. Looks like her phone dropped, y'all. Oh, now, but as you can tell, it sounds like basically she's really a real entrepreneur. Sounds like she's moving around over there making things happen. But hopefully she'll call back in here in a second. Looks like her phone dropped. But yeah.
Yeah,
she comes back. I'm going to ask her the whole thing, like, what's the whole scoop with her and Death Row? We'll try to get into that right quick. Because, Evan's his interview starts in, like, 4 minutes, 9:35. So hopefully she'll call back and we get some more information out of her. But yeah, she definitely has a very interesting story to tell. So like I said, she's got a documentary that's going to drop here towards the end of the month in L.A. I believe it might be.
And he traveled.
Try to guess what it is. But, yeah. So hopefully that'll turn out to be something good. Let's see here. I guess as we get ready for Richie, I guess let's just go ahead and jump into one of her tracks right quick. So check it out. This right here is her track. It's called Best Out the West. No, I'll do this one. It's SKG Flavor featuring Gangsta Boo and Malua Deuce. Let's just get into that. Monsters Radio Live. Monsters Monday.
SKG. I'm feeling your hustle swag, girl. That's that flavor. You know what I'm talking about? I'm Gangsta Boo. I ain't got none with that flavor dripping all over my body. You know the saying, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Come and get a taste of this Gangsta Boo. I'm sweeter than your girlfriend, that's the truth. I stash mine to spend here. You know what it is. I don't like fucking with a nigga who's cheap and don't know how to get up and go and get here. I do, boy, hustle all day until the sun go down. Keep some flavor chips around, light, white, black, brown.
Like a lollipop, about to lick this lollipop. I'm up in the club and all the ballers make their money drop. Boss bitch, hustle girl swag, getting major guap. All them birds mad, I ain't tripping cause they flying fly. Wait, he think he big me? Right, then I'm Susan Lucci. Wanna lick the coochie, 10 stacks in a cup of Gucci. Got them bitches mad cause they know they niggas wanna screw me. Play him like I'm blind. Look mommy, he mean nothing to me. Ask me as we fucking, I'll just giggle, never answer them. Counting Benjamins in the Rover, bumping Hoover like Lynn on my shoulder. Dust them haters off my shoulder.
With a cold flow, go against me, that's a no-no. MDLE, that's a logo. I'm hot, so the roots in flames now. I'm playing you niggas, it's a game now. She's getting mad, it's a shame now. I'm in the front, you a lame now. He said he wanted lick, so I let him taste. Got the good, so he on the chase. Trying to get the title like he in the race. I told that nigga put the money in my face. He said he want to spend his cash on me. I said he could spend his last on me. If I give it up, don't mean you to keep it. Might never let you beat it, but baby, you can eat it.
I got flavor.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, looks like she's not going to make it back in time. So, all right, we'll go ahead and bring it back, and we'll wait for our next interview, which is going to be Richie Evans. Matter of fact, here's a little clip of his song, ladies, just so y'all can see what we're about to be dealing with. I wonder which one of y'all, because all y'all smell like Similac when I open up the line, which one of y'all know what original song this might have came from. We're going to find out in a second. Let me see which one of y'all might know. I don't know. Like I said, I smell Similac on all y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, real shit.
Yeah, we got his little ass coming up here real soon. Okay, okay. What was the name of the song then? What was the name of the song?
Come and talk to me.
Damn, all right, y'all got it. All right, all right. I knew Miss
So Serious. I mean, like, why are you
really messing? She didn't know.
Why are you really messing with us like that, though, Monster? You got to be talking about us like that, like we're not
even talking about you. First of all, was you just talking about me?
Yeah, he was talking about you. He was talking about trios.
Hold on. Let me see if I got our desk over here right quick. So hold on, you guys. 623-332, we got online Monsters Radio on a Monsters Monday. You heard that bing in your ear. Hello, who we got on the line? Okay, is there something wrong with our system? Because it must be something with L.A. today, because, yeah, that one cut off as well. Wow. But okay, now y'all can finish cussing me out. Now, what was y'all saying?
Back to what you were saying. You know it's three of us, right? You know it's three of us on this line, right? And I know you didn't just think that we didn't know that song. That song older than you. No, I take that back. You old as hell. But I'll tell you, baby. You know I love you.
Grandpa on the line. Did she just call you a grandpa? I think she just called you a grandpa. Grandpa.
Great granddaddy.
That's my granddaddy.
Do the granddaddy. Do the granddaddy. Go ahead, Monster. Do the granddaddy.
Oh, I can't stand all three of y'all right now.
Oh, wait. That's my granddaddy. Hey,
granddaddy. Go, granddaddy. Okay.
Hey, missy.
Okay. You know,
you missy?
We're going to play Richie's song, and we're going to come back right after this.
I always start and with people, and then go talk about
go, granddaddy.
You missy?
When we in the bed, get it on the counter. Heard what I said. Yeah. Come and vibe with your nigga, baby. My name's Rich. Just a brief introduction. Who you fucking with? I'm cooler than a fan and sly as a fox. Have a couple shots of Apple Syrah and get personal. HD virtual. When it comes to the sex, I'm surgical. Where you from? Where you work? If you go to school? If you got a solid hustle? If you wanna move? I'm trying to build. Chef a meal, my cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off this 42, and open your body and let a nigga through. Come and talk to me, yeah. When we in the shower, when we in the bed, get it on the counter, heard what I said. Airbnb, show her something different. 50,000 feet in the air and she lifted. Loving her energy, sexual chemistry. Moving from a chest to a breast like a centipede. Trying to make amends. So when I drop this dick, she know I'm more than a friend. I'm trying to build, chef a meal. My cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off this 42. And open your body and let a nigga through. Come and talk to me, yeah. In the shower, when we in the bed, get it on the counter, heard what I said. Say yeah, talk to me,
vibe. We can hit the Ritz Carlton, word deplies. Introduce you to the team. Put you on the lingo, about a dollar and a dream. Call a couple of your friends, baby, we got time. Talk about these power moves. Combine minds, combine dimes, combine grinds. As long as you know, lady, that ass mine. I'm trying to build chef a meal. My cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off, cause 42. And open your body and let a nigga through.
Yeah, hey, that's Richie Evans featuring Jake and Papa. Come and talk to me. It is Monstrous Monday. I got my monsters with me. I got Miss Unbelievable. We got Seldom Seen. And we also got in the building Miss So Serious. You dig? And her food is so serious. I'm just saying. So I guess we'll see if we can get, that might have been Richie Evans that called in. We'll wait and see if they call back, or even if other guest calls back, we'll definitely get it in with them. But I guess let's go back into, you know what I mean, until they get here, because I do want to talk about what went down at Rep My City Day on Saturday, July 10, 2017, where DJ E! Monsta and Dot La Rock controlled the building. Big shout out to my big homie Gus. For those of you that don't know, the Capri is where I started my career. For real, for real. My first actual live performance was at the Capri Theater. I'm just saying. So I had a great time. Did as many people show up as I thought that they would know, but it was so hot outside in the Twin Cities. I'm just saying. You ever been out and it's so hot and the wind is like bad breath? For real. I mean, when the wind blows, it's supposed to chill. It's supposed to feel good. No. It was like somebody blowing hot breath on your ass on Saturday. I'm just saying, temperature was like 82, the wind was 85. Yeah. But anyway, but it was a nice event. A lot of stars came out. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get an interview with, I believe her name is Latunji. We got that coming up soon. I know she's going to cuss me out. I said I'd contact her on Monday, but I'm going to have to hit up first thing in the morning. But yeah.
Why are women always cussing you out?
Because you always mess with people.
It is what it is. Yeah, I ain't no good. It is.
Monster, at your event? At your event, were you outside? Yeah.
Nope, we were inside. AC.
Okay.
Inside.
Okay. Yep. Just checking.
Yep. So it was a great night. Like Delta Light was there. Who else was there? There was a lot of great heavy hitters from the city. For those of you that are real Minnesota, real, real hip hop heads from way back in the day, two members of IRM was in the building. Truth was in the building. TLC was in the building. There was a lot of Beyonce. I don't want to put out her whole name, but she was in the building. She's doing big things. If you guys know about it, I think it's Candy something. Or her TV show. She's got that going on. There was a lot of big people in the house. I had a great time. There were vendors there. And the great thing that I liked, everybody was supporting each other. People were selling things. Yeah. I've been to vendor things and ain't nobody sold nothing. You dig? But everybody was selling things. It was a great environment. Great vibes. Everything. You dig? Credit card, Monstrous Radio apparel. On Saturday, that's an epic moment. I'm just saying it will be an annual thing. So, Miss Unbelievable, tell us about how you felt about how it went down. You was there.
Oh, it was amazing. The love that you felt there was amazing. I got to do interviews with half the artists and half the panel, and they were just speaking of the love that they have for the city. The origin of the music that is coming out of Minnesota, that came out, that's still coming out, the it was just a lovely time. I mean, everybody was supporting each other. Everybody was going to each table, giving love and giving love back to the community. And really, they just rep the city. They really rep Minnesota really well. They brought knowledge to those who needed to know of how to continue in the business and what mm-hmm. to do, getting yourself a manager and how to be a manager for being a mom and a manager and how to put yourself out there, you know. And it was really, really good. I was really happy to be there. I was really happy to be able to just talk to the artists and pick their brain to see, you know, what's next with them and to do it with Monsters Radio. It was fun. It was really fun.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely was. Definitely was. So let's see, anything else I wanted to put out about the event? Oh yeah, one thing I got to see. We got Kit Kat. I should have all the footage up by this weekend, so make sure you check out monsterusradio.com so you can check out the pictures, the videos, and everything that went down. But I really enjoyed seeing first performances. Like, it was my first time seeing Kit Kat perform. She did her Maya Moore song. That song is jumping. That's going to be a summer hit for the kids right there. Who else? Hakeem Bey. I was surprised. He really got it in. He wants to give us an interview right here on Monsters Radio. And when you a DJ, you get perks. He gave me a shirt and a CD, a whole package. I got my little DJ pack. Let's see, who else? There was somebody else.
Can I piggyback on D-Monster?
Yep,
can I piggyback on Kit Kat? We did Kit Kat's very first interview ever. So we are her first live interview. So when you see Kit Kat, know that we did it first. MonstersRadioUS.com did it first. So that's what's up.
Right. Yeah. And did you get a chance to see the footage? Not from our stuff, but I seen some footage of her performing for Sway. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, Sway in the Morning Show. Yeah, I seen the thing where she was performing for Sway, and that was hot. Sway was getting all into it and da da da. So if you're from the Twin Cities, we got to embrace these people, man. You know, we got to make our spotlight New York. We got to make our spotlight L.A. We got to make our spotlight Atlanta, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We got Chicago, Detroit. These spots got their own music scene. Washington with the go-go music. And you know what I mean? That's what we got to do, support our hometown talents like that. Because, yeah, that's the only way we going to make sure our industry is back what it was back in the 70s and the 80s. Because people don't know everybody wanted that Minnesota sound. Sinead O'Connor. A lot of people wanted that sound that Prince was putting out, Morris Day and the Time. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis doing that New Edition album. All these things are that Minnesota thing. Embrace what we got, people. Yeah, Mint Condition. Next. Alex Comment, hey, his history is his history, but take his vocals and what he did.
Alexander O'Neal,
Sherelle,
yes.
Bob mm-hmm. Dylan, yeah, I said it. Bob Dylan, what was their name? Mick Jagger, what was it? They came here and made a song way up in it was like Bemidji or somewhere, way up.
Janet Jackson.
What was it? Can't always get what you want. Yeah, that song, I think it was Rolling Stones, whoever. Yeah, he wrote that in Minnesota. He went into a store and asked for something, right? They didn't have it. He was like, really? I'm such and such. Y'all should have it. And they said, well, you can't always get what you want. And this month went and made a song and made a hit. Coming out of Minnesota. Walking into a store. Get it. So,
when
I'm just saying, yeah,
Ice
so
Cube
we must
too.
Who we are, right? Yep, Ice Cube likes to be up here.
Yeah. But did you didn't get a chance to perform?
That was a dumbass shot.
No, Michael.
You say what, Cam?
Did you perform at your event or no?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Funny as it sounds, though, a lot of people were saying, I'm surprised you didn't perform, E. I kind of expected it.
Okay, that's why I asked that. So you was just DJing at night? You was just being DJ Monster?
Yeah, basically I did
pretty much
help with the board.
Pretty much,
yeah,
okay.
Help with the board,
okay.
You know,
okay.
That type of stuff.
He was behind the scenes this time.
Okay.
He was behind the scenes this time.
With that deflated bass. Okay.
Look, yeah, keep throwing it in there, Miss Unbelievable. She's trying to throw shade on me. I hear her. Let's just keep interrupting her. No. We didn't say nothing. No.
No, I was just saying, you know, that you said you was behind the scenes, and I was like, okay, on the ones and twos, you know, I'm high-fiving from St. Cloud. There you go.
But seldom on scene, though. He's ready to go, though. Like, so when he's ready.
I know he is.
It's going to be hot. So
yeah,
you just got to, you know, when he's ready, it's about to just be fire. It's about to be monstrous. So, they got to be ready for when he come, though. They got to be ready.
He's just being a monster.
They ain't ready right now. He's about to be a monster.
Okay.
He's about to be a monster.
What's
going on with
that?
Yeah.
You know, I was just saying, because I don't remember him the last time that he performed anywhere.
Yeah. It's been a while.
The last time that I remember he performed was when we performed at, never mind. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
You about to tell
your
own.
You're about the Imperial Little Monster.
You about to tell your own. That's
the last time he performed. No. We performed at the Imperial. That was the last time that he did a show, y'all. That was the last time that he was on the mic. Put the shit down, Monster.
No,
put the shit down.
I performed. Last time I actually performed.
Come on, what the?
About 2 years ago. Yeah, about 2 years ago.
So that was really, it's been 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I'm ready to go.
Well, whenever you do perform, make sure you let me know.
Okay.
When you perform, let me
know.
I will.
Oh, and next
time
I perform, I'm headlining. Oh, yeah, it's my show. It is.
What?
They'll be opening up for me.
Right.
Yeah. I'm done playing.
What? That's right. That's right.
Nobody wants to. You will be.
It's going
to
be monsters. What kind of stuff is that?
Everybody knows.
Girl, what
everybody
is you watching?
Girl, this month, man. I'm watching this game. I'm watching the game.
Oh, Lord.
I sat in the car to be focused.
We got two of them on here now. So Miss So Serious, hey, now don't y'all go at each other if y'all on the other side. Whose team you going for, Miss So Serious?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Man, I was rooting for Cleveland, but I don't know what the hell they doing in this game.
See, she wrong.
They traveling,
she wrong.
Having thousands of most of.
See, if she was a Golden State Warriors fan, she would know that they just won't be doing
Man,
that.
Golden State, let me tell you, Golden State pissed me off the first game. I'm done with them. They pissed me
you
off the first game.
You can't be a bandwagon. You can't.
No,
Take your flip-flops off if you got to have one pair on and leave it like that. You cannot be flip-flopping. No.
Golden State sucks.
Are you that poor team or you not?
Golden State suck,
but we about to win. But
they
we suck,
suck,
huh? Okay.
They about to win. They ain't got no choice but to win. Because they ain't calling nothing.
But we suck.
They ain't calling nothing for Cleveland.
How the game was yesterday? Oh, so they cheating? That's what they say when they always losing. They cheat. They ain't cheating.
No. Golden State, yesterday, Golden State supposed to have won that. That's what I mean. They pissed me off. They threw that game off on purpose.
No, they had to come back home. They ain't going to be, you know, celebrating.
Right, but I
would have
whooped their ass in their state.
Come and get that money. They already did. They took game three.
Right.
That was enough.
So you're supposed to continue to whoop their ass in their state.
Hey, Cleveland was not going to let them take both games in their spot. So they had to show face. I give it to them. And then Golden State went back and handled their business.
like they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Like they're supposed to. So, like
Man,
I said,
Golden State should not clean out the box.
And don't be switching. You know. Golden State, yes,
Golden State should not clean out the box.
They're taking care of
Man,
business
they
right
playing.
Now. Right
they
now.
Playing.
That's
they got
what,
paid to throw
right
that
now.
Game out.
Oh, no.
They got paid to throw that game
LeBron
out,
wasn't going
and I'm
out.
Disappointed.
LeBron wasn't going out with no sweep. He wasn't going out with no broom across his chest. Are you kidding
but
me?
But wait a minute, though. LeBron's
LeBron.
Man, but wait. LeBron's man have four check fouls, though. Who does that?
Hey, LeBron. Yeah.
pretty much. My point exactly. The hell?
Young Buck.
They
threw
that
Buck.
Game
I mean,
out.
I should have known that life sports to talk about the sports and they on separate teams. I should have known. So all right, check it out. We're close to the end of the show. I apologize to people that the interviews didn't work out tonight. But, hey, it's live radio. Sometimes it happens. Who knows? They may call in tomorrow, take over Tuesday. But make sure you call in next week, take over Tuesday. The real Freeway, Rick Ross, will be here on the Monsterous Radio Live Show. Talking about his book signing.
What?
Things like that. We're trying to get him. Yeah, I'm about to get him to come here to the Twin Cities. So, Twin Cities, I need all y'all to call in that night and show the real Freeway Rick Ross some love. You dig? So we can get this thing going. But yeah, that's going to be next Tuesday. Monsters Radio. His drop should be coming in today or tomorrow. So make sure y'all tune in for that. So all right, we'll go ahead and do our shout-out. Any last words or things like that? But I want we'll start out with you, Ms. So Serious. I want you to tell everybody again about your thing you got going on this weekend. Do that and tell people how they can connect with you on social media.
Okay, well, of course, you know I'm Ms. So Serious. That is capital M-Z, capital S-O, capital S-E-R-I-O-U-S, Queen of the Twin Cities Banks. You can find me on Facebook. I don't have no Twitter, don't have no Instagram or nothing like that. But you could find me on Facebook. I will be doing a barbecue for Father's Day, a pre-Father's Day barbecue this Friday from 1 to 8 at Bourne's Bar. Everybody's more than welcome to come. I sell place to place vary, so I can't give you a Pacific price. Yeah, just come on out, have a good time, eat, get fat like me. You know I like to eat, so you know my food's going to be good. And I would love for Miss Lady on the other line to go ahead and join me in this, if possible. You can also find me on Facebook, too.
Okay.
I can connect you too. Gotcha. I can connect you guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, and that's Bourne's Bar, Twin Cities, Bourne's Bar, 899 Rice Street in St. Paul.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, make sure you guys get out there. She'd be making them big dumbass plates too. You know how you be going someplace.
Oh.
You know, put like two pieces of chicken, a couple pieces of ribs, and some regular ass Wonder Bread in it. No, bro. Go out there and get you a big dumb plate. Get you that old grandma's cornbread. You didn't get you a brat or some ribs or something like that. She don't make the ribs. She ain't going to tell you that. A man. It is what it is.
A what?
yeah, a man.
You cut
ribs.
Out on that one.
so, all right, we'll go ahead. What you got for us, Ms. Southern team? Yeah, any last words or shout out?
Yes. Always, as usual, give it up to God first and foremost. Without him, none of this or us would be here. Give it up to E-Moss and Monster Us with a U-S. com radio. Miss Unbelievable, Miss So Serious, the listeners and the callers, what's her name? SKG. A good
mm-hmm.
interview. I liked the message that she was like spreading out there. That she's a mom first and foremost for anything. Mm-hmm. And as far as the interview next Tuesday, I promise to you, I am going to be on my best behavior because Miss the original Freeway Ricky Ross, are you serious?
Yes,
I'm going to be on my best behavior next Tuesday for this interview. I have some questions for him that is out of this world. Do you understand me? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Miss O'Serious over there.
Yes.
Okay, Miss O'Serious, I do have intentions on linking up with you because I was trying to get my bacon out there and you are the perfect avenue to do that. You get your cooking out there, my baking. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby. That's the only thing I can say, but I promise to you. Monster, I promise. I promise. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to Miss Electrifying Kim on my mama. I'm going to electrify okay. next Tuesday.
Well, and the man that he was talking about that barbecues for me, the man that he's talking about that barbecues for me, his name is Silence Flows. You can also find him on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as Silence Flows or The Devil is a Lie. That's his, that's one of his singles. It's called Devil is a Lie. Again, that's the man that barbecues for me. That's my cousin. I promote his music for him. He has his own clothing line called Brims and Tongues. And, yeah, we do our thing on the grills, and of course we got Monster on the ones and twos doing his thing, no?
Yeah.
I also sell plates of hot rods too.
I said this, then we'll give it back to Tim because we don't interrupt people when they do their shout outs, but you know, it's so serious. We'll get you right. But I just want to say, yeah, we did an interview with Silent Flows. I can't stand Flows. For real, pretty ass motherfucker with long hair.
Don't do my cousin.
Flows.
Don't forget do my cousin.
Pretty ass little forget Flows. Nah, y'all show Flows some love. We did an interview right here at Monsters Radio. You can check it out, monsterusradio.com. You can listen to the archive show 24/7, 365. Yeah, Flows is doing some big things. Yeah, that album, The Devil is a Lie, he's got like tracks with like Jay Isaac, a lot of great people on there. But sorry, Kim, go ahead, finish up with your shout-outs and stuff. My bad.
That's all. If I don't remember nothing else, next Tuesday I know where I'm going to be at. I'm glad
okay.
y'all know. Same spot, same time. Real talk.
Okay.
I'm on my best, I promise.
Right. So, all right, Kim, so yeah. That gave me an idea. Something we should do. I just don't want to put it out here on the thing, but definitely I'm going to send you guys a message and tell you what it is. But, all right, what you got for us,
okay.
Unbelievable. I do not sound like the
song.
Hey, so
unbelievable.
Hey. Unbelievable. Give a shout out always to God, my children, my grandchildren, the Monsters, the E-Monster, the Little Monster, EZUS Radio, and all the hosts, all the guests that came on or is trying to come on, try to make it tomorrow. We're looking forward to those interviews, to So Serious, to Seldom Seen, Electrifying Kim, all my whole girl, you know, showing love. Remember, this is the summertime. Kids are getting out of school. Be safe. To all the graduates, congratulations. And let's just make it a safe summer.
That's right. That's what it is. So, all right, don't forget, you guys, you can always check out the archive of the shows 24/7, 365. Please check them out because, you know, that's how we get paid around here by the archive shows. You guys are listening to them. So please listen to them multiple times. Just let it run. It is what it is. I don't even care if you push mute. Just let it run. So, like I said, check us out, monsterusradio.com. You can find all the links to our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all those type of things. So I'm on my way up out of here. Matter of fact, I'm going to play some Silent Flows. Let's see, which song should I play of his? Matter of fact, let's play that one she was talking about, The Devil is a Lie. Monsters Radio, Monsters Monday. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. Yeah, tomorrow's the only night we allow you to call in, take over the show, advertise what you do, and we won't send your ass a bill. All right, y'all. Good night. Silence Flows. This is The Devil is Alive.
They can't say, they can't do, they can't try. Just know that I will too. Do my best and play my part. We gon' make this right, and we gon' get it together.
We moving so fast that we're both get confused. Drama is there. It's so in the middle, cause drama don't care. But we gotta stay focused. It's